Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast because, wow, yeah, I'm a little rusty. I overthought it. Yeah, it's been a long time, a very long time. Wow, I should probably address the elephant in the room just a little bit before I get into the actual episode for today. I'm going to be talking about what has happened in the past month or so. Regarding my little hiatus of not, you know, uploading and stuff like that. Before I do, honestly, Happy New Year for starters. It's officially 2023. I'm honored to finally be uploading, coming back to it. But also being Sunday, being January 1st, what an honor. I wanted to wait until that because I felt like it was time for me to come back. I was ready to come back after everything. I finally have some free time at the moment, so yeah, I am recording this on New Year's Eve, so I want to make this maybe as kind of short as possible or just straight to the point. And also, just a preface, technological issues are kind of on and off right now. One minute it works, one minute it doesn't. We'll see. Also, my sister is a DJ, so she is literally DJing in the background in some moments. I mean, if you guys hear her, I apologize. If you guys don't, then great. But I'm just saying, if you hear like, you know, that's her. Anyways, if you're returning, if I even have returning people, because honestly, like, I've been so far away, I doubt anyone's going to listen to this for real. But if you are oddly returning, hi, I'm honored that you even came back to this honesty, like, shit show right now. I've been far away for long, just a lot of shit going through. I will get into it though, but. If you're new here, I promise I've had better episodes. I've had better months. I've had better days. I've had better days than, you know, these episodes or the big gap I took. But nonetheless, enough of me going on and on. If you're new here, hi, welcome. I know that you're bound to find something you like. And if you don't, I know you're lying. But if you're returning, hi, I hope you've gotten everything you want this year. You're reflecting, you're doing well, you're taking care, and that you are motivated for your New Year's resolutions and you're disciplined enough to keep them going forward. But nonetheless, let's just get into it. I'm done talking. We're going to get into like the real shit show that is my December so far. So anyways, see you on the other side. And we're back, friends. So hi, welcome back to, once again, this shit show. As you can tell, I'm very rusty. It's been a while. But you read today's title, and today is officially the first day of the new year. So we should give her a little mini round of applause for that. Just so much to look forward to. I mean, I'm kind of down in the dumps about it. But my inspiration for this episode is, one, I've been on a very long hiatus, and we'll get into why. And two, a lot of life lessons, not leffens. And I also kind of have a lisp. I got a new retainer. We're going to get into that. That's part of my December. And new year, not new me, but new year, new adjustments, I want to say. The motto and theme for today's episode, since it is the first official day of 2023, January 1st, Sunday, a crisp way to start the new year, is not new year, new me, but new year, new adjustments. We're not fearing change, but that is like kind of the rundown. So let's dive back in time a little bit. And by back in time, I mean later November into this year, into December, actually. December 2022, not even gonna lie, probably the worst month of my life. Like, not even fun. 0 out of 10. And also was not only the worst month of my life, but also the longest month of my life. So, a lot of personal issues in December, and here's a couple of them. One, a summary of my December and reason for the hiatus is that I was literally, one, actually living life. Like, I wasn't posting, I wasn't really doing a lot, I wasn't really in the zone to, like, be posting. I just didn't have anything to say, which is weird. As a Gemini, I always have some shit to say, but it was just like, you know, I didn't really have anything to say. And also, every time I opened Twitter, it was just some hypothetical dating question on my timeline. I was like, you guys, you are ruining this for me, and I have no interest in being in this, like, at all. So I was just really off Twitter. I was off Instagram, because I feel like whenever I have Instagram downloaded, I'm I'm spending hours on there and I just don't have that kind of time. I just can't do that. I have shit to do. Like, my family has shit to do. Like, I can't be out here, like, spending hours on my phone. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you guys can maybe, but I can't. Seems like a fucking nightmare to me. But my point is that December 2022 and late November 2022 were quite the peak, in a bad way, actually, of my life in this year. It was pretty much just me shifting into adulthood very quickly with just like no warning. And I feel like if you're, you know, when you're 25 or older, I feel like you kind of have had those moments where you realize you've hit like peak adulthood, like where you start to look at the bigger picture. You're like, holy shit, I have to pay for this on my own now. I have to do this on my own now. That's basically all my December 2022 was. I'm having to pay for my own health insurance now, or at least what I can, you know, like when I can. And honestly, it was one of the most stressful moments of my life. But I did understand. So I'm 23 and I actually learned what health insurance is and actually how to obtain one. So if you guys need help, let me know. It's not rocket science, but they make it seem like it's rocket science. So, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, getting health insurance, not hard, but picking the right one, a fucking nightmare. So there's a difference. And the actuality, like, of its concept as itself, it's really not that hard to understand, but it's just really new and foreign. Like, do I know what a deductible is? Barely. But do I know what the difference between HMO, PPO, and apparently there's a new thing that dropped, EPO? I didn't know about those. I didn't even know EPO fucking existed until mid-December. So, yeah. It's, I mean, honestly, if you're on your parents' health plan, honestly, I'm so fucking jealous now. I'm envious. I know people that are like in their late 20s and they're like, yeah, I'm writing the parent health plan. I'm like, yeah, I remember those days. Nonetheless, though, it was not a fun time. It was quite stressful, to say the least, you know, and it was very annoying. It was very burdensome rather than stressful, I want to say. I think it really wasn't that stressful in the sense that, like, I was dealing with really good, like, customer service in that sense. But did it take up half of my day for a week? Yeah. Would I do it again? No. But at the same time, it was a learning experience that I was, one, not prepared for, like, in any capacity. And two, also very stressful. But once you got the hang of it, everything made sense. But I'm glad to have learned that lesson now, rather when I'm like 27, trying to figure out my life, you know, and trying to figure out fucking healthcare. To say the least, it was an end up helping me a lot. That was also something that really consumed me all of December. I want to eventually pay for therapy this coming year, you know. And I've done it before. I have paid for my own therapy before, all right? I'm full peak adult, and you are truly a peak adult when you start paying for your own therapy, all right? So that's when you know life is good, or, you know, you're an adult. I actually also realized I had to pay for my own phone, maybe, you know? Like, things I've just never done before. And I'm just, like, you know, accustoming and readjusting. And I'm just, like, learning what that's going to look like for me. What money I need to be bringing in order to be able to afford this said lifestyle that I need to uphold for myself, and just overall financial struggles and worries of, you know, this whole December has been that, and just to exist is really fucking expensive. And honestly, like, worrying about my finances in the next coming year, I'm very stressed and I'm very anxious and I'm terrified. I don't know how people make ends meet, like, at all. But at the same time, it's something that I'm not ready for, like, at all, but it has to be done. And I feel like once I get that into the fucking picture, everything else will just come as ease, you know, with grace. Or at least I fucking hope it does. Like, lots of frustration, career and job-wise. I've had enough of fucking minimum wage. I have minimum wage rage. I'm over it. Will I ever see success in my career? Stay fucking tuned. There's just been a lot of stress this year. And honestly, thinking of it makes me really upset. I can't even lie to you. It just hasn't been a good month. It's been a lot of lessons, but at the cost of literally my mental sanity. So it hasn't been great. Pretty honestly, 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. I would do 0, but it does count at least some of the lessons I learned. So I'll give it like a 1. It has not been fucking fun. It has not been. I'm over it. I'm tired. Like, honestly, I'm debating if I even want to go out tonight because it's New Year's Eve. Like, I just don't even know if it's worth it. Like, at some point in my life, I just really am kind of retiring the life that I wanted. Like, the life that I so-called, like, I want to be out all the time. Like, it's just not for me, man. It's just not for me. Not even on New Year's Eve will I ever do that. I just don't see the point. It just doesn't make sense. Also, since all the fun party stuff are, like, kind of far from me, I just don't see the point of going there for, like, maybe 2 hours to drive all that way, which is, like, 45 minutes to an hour just to drive somewhere and stay there for, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours tops. And that's including when it hits midnight, you know. It just is kind of pointless, you know, for me at least. So I'm, like, debating still, but also at the same time, I'm like, well, you're young, you know, you might as well just take advantage of it because one day you will not have this opportunity. Like, you won't be able to go out as much as you used to. So I'm, like, debating, you know. But there's a lot of lessons I've learned this whole year, but the primary one is that I'm very much anti black and white thinking. Life is way too complicated and complex of a concept, and every person's and individual's life is very, very particular. Everyone has their own routine. Everyone has their own lifestyle. Everyone has a way of doing their own things in life. And what I learned this year more than anything is that I'm very much stuck in a very big in between of, like, I think one example is that I've learned is that the people that are kind of like, well, nothing matters because, like, we're all gonna die one day. And also, since climate change is truly taking a big toll, it's like, you're on a floating rock, like, do whatever the fuck you want. Doesn't matter. You're gonna die at some point very soon. Or closer than soon compared to, like, millions of years ago when we thought we were gonna have a lifetime. But there's also people that are like, you only live once, like, YOLO for real, like, the actual lifestyle YOLO. You might as well make the most of it. You have a lot of time in the world, like, you have all the time in the world to do whatever you want. And it's like, I'm very much stuck in that in between, like, well, nothing matters, but also everything does. So it's like, it's not a bad thing. And I actually was having a conversation with my friend Eric Bateman. I love you, Eric. I hope you're listening. I've done an episode with him as well, one of my most popular episodes, but I definitely want to do more collabs in the future. Also, shout out to my collabs this year. I'm honored. Hopefully more collabs in the new year, but also I have a lot of technical difficulties since my computer is kind of old. But in regards to, you know, life lessons, I was having this conversation with Eric, and we were talking about, like, capitalism and how capitalism has really shifted and really shaped the way we are as humanity. I mean, that's always been the case. I feel like everyone has had their own version of the end of the stick or part of the spectrum when it comes to capitalism and living in a capitalistic society and economy. But there's a moment where, yes, capitalism fucking sucks, right? But not our fucking fault it's built this way. Or at least, not me, not my fault, not my ancestors, if you will. But it's built like this. Did I contribute to that? Did my bloodline of any capacity contribute to that? Not really in the ancestry life, no. But is it set up that way by the white man? Yes, it is, okay? No one has dared to change it. No one has. People have tried, and so many things happened to them on their side. So on one side, I'm talking about Eric, and we're talking about how capitalism is a very bad thing in retrospect. You're exploiting people for one's gain and everything else in between. However, it is built that way, and no one has dared to change it. I mean, yes, a lot of people have, actually. I'm lying. But has it been successful? Somewhat. Has it actually changed, like, actual the U.S. economy? Not really. Has it changed people's opinions, though? Yes. But there's one side of the spectrum where it's like, capitalism equals bad. We know it's bad, but you gotta get paid somehow. You gotta exist on this planet somehow, right? Unfortunately, that's how this shit is built, and that's just how we have to look at it. Shit has happened in history. You can't rewrite history. All you can do is move forward and try and keep trying to make a better life for oneself and the people around you. Then there's the second side of the spectrum. See, it's all on the spectrum. There's probably a lot of stuff in between, but I'm just saying what we were talking about, my friend Eric and I. And then there's the end of the spectrum is like, fuck this. I don't want to be in this capitalistic shit. I don't want this shit. No. And there's also people that are like fully capitalist and they're proud. They're like, okay, well, I want like 20 cars. I want 20 houses. I want like $3 million just to breathe. Like, it's just like, there's so many different kinds of spectrums, bro, when it comes to this kind of stuff. So that's one example of the shit I've been contemplating. I've been contemplating life as well, like philosophy and economy. Not only just like, you know, how terrible this life is sometimes, but that shit happens. And you also have to look at the retrospect of like life as a whole, because life is very complex. Life is very not black and white at all, actually. Nothing in this life is black and white, truly. Nothing. And black and white thinking only leads to more disappointment, expectations that are going to disappoint you at some point in time. And it's just not ideal. It's not realistic. It's not tangible. What's that word? I'm trying to look for a specific word. I'm trying to think. It's like, it's not guaranteed, essentially. Nothing in this life is guaranteed except death, right? But in this life right now, like at this point in my time, in my mind, is like, I fucking hate capitalism because I'm getting literal fucking minimum wage every day. Bi-weekly, by the way. And as a reminder to most companies in the world, the bills pile up weekly, sometimes monthly. Not bi-weekly. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Again, capitalism fucking sucks. But my point still stands. It's hard. Adulting is very difficult. And I've done an episode on adulting, and now I'm actually fully realizing that adulting is quite literally a nightmare. But is there a positive? I wish I knew what that is. But I know is that at the end of the day, as much as I loathe to live this life right now, because I'm still struggling to financially pay for a lot of things and financially pay for the life I deserve and want and to afford myself on my own at some point, it's very hard to shift into that. However, will I get there? I really hope so. This year has took so much of a toll on me that I'm trying not to expect much. I'm trying to remain neutral. I'm trying to remain okay. But nonetheless, I'm not here to talk about all about me. This is all about me. This episode, really, I do have some notes today, but they're not like super, like all of them saying like for the past like 10 minutes I've been talking, I did not have this in my notes. All I ended was like, one of the topics I brought up was like lots of frustration job career wise this month. Fuck minimum wage, I've had enough. Because I have. But some good news is that I quit one job and I'm switching to another one. So I'm very happy about that, even though I'm not, you know, proud to say it's still minimum wage. Like, it's very hard. At this point, like, I'm just anti-minimum wage at this point. Like, I want a salary, bitch. Like, I'm tired. I've experienced enough work experience to at least afford having a salary. But will I have that? Have I tried? Yes. Did I get it? No. So it sucks. In divine timing, they say. Okay, I'm like, okay, and I'm impatient. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not fair anymore. I don't deserve to be working minimum wage the rest of my life. No one does. Not just me. I don't want to be working $16 an hour that I can barely survive. I can't even afford like a studio apartment, let alone a bill, essentially. If I worked 7 days a week at, you know, or like, no, at 40 hours a week, that is not sustainable. That's not real. That's not realistic. How am I supposed to even like go on with my life at all? How am I supposed to even save with that amount? Exactly. That's the problem here. But aside from this, it's like, it's super depressing because it is the new year. Anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. Anything. And that's a good thing. The good news is nothing lasts forever. And also the good news is things can. You never know what can happen in this life. Uno nunca sabe. That's my motto. My motto since I was a kid. My motto now. Nothing has changed. But truthfully, I know a lot of us have new resolutions we want to continue into the year. Or we started in 2022 and we want to keep going into, or you want to try something new or a little bit of both. For me, my hyper focus this month, or no, this new year is my career, building my wealth, working on trying to take the steps. Okay, actually, let me rephrase that. Take the steps, financially speaking, to afford a house in before I turn 30. If anything, realistically, or no, not realistically, like what I actually want is before I'm 25, but being realistic, before 30. Nonetheless, at some point I have to realize and look at the bigger picture and see what I'm actually going to have to do, what sacrifices I have to make for a house, because I will actually literally give my kidney for a house. Like, I can't live with people. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I can't even live with my own family, bro. Like, I really can't. I have to really love you for me to put up with you and live with you. Like, I can't do roommates, bro. Everyone says, like, just move out with a roommate. I'm like, I'd actually rather die, truthfully. Like, I can't. I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning. Like, I know that the person that is going to live with me is going to fucking hate that for me. I don't want to wake up first thing in the morning and then all I hear is, like, my roommate pissed at me. Like, why'd you set your alarm that early? Wah, wah, wah. You know? Dealing with people is not fun. And I honestly don't like dealing with human beings, truthfully. I don't. I really don't. That's just me, though. But nonetheless, like I said, we all have New Year's resolutions or new routines, new lifestyles, and new habits we've built, and we want to keep them going and keep them strong and keep us disciplined in ourselves and hold ourselves accountable. But here are my resolutions this year that I really hope, and like, listen, I'm trying not to jinx them for myself. Excuse me. I'm trying to remain neutral. I'm trying to remain optimistic in some capacity. So here's a list. One, modeling this year and actually getting paid for it, and like not a terrible pay, just like a couple hundred an hour or something. Two, finally retiring the hourly wage lifestyle, because I've dealt enough with that BS. I'm done. Do not offer me $45 an hour, bitch. Give me the fucking salary now. Okay. Even $100,000 a year is not enough to withstand. If you're a single individual, sure. I think that $100,000 yearly is like pretty solid, but if you have a family, kids, and a spouse, yeah, I don't think $100,000 a year is gonna cut it. But finally retiring the hourly wage life. If I don't get a fucking salary job in this coming year, I will actually end my life, for real. Three, no more self-doubt. Four, capitalizing more on myself, aka making money off of who I am, because my humor isn't cheap, girl. All of my girlies when I was growing up, they said I was the funny friend. Okay, I'm not even saying this to suck my dick. Like, this is literally how my life is. I promise you. I am funny. It's just who I am. I'm accepting it. I'm trying to accept that as part of myself, because I am. Might as well capitalize on it, huh? Yeah. And if you guys see me making reels of stupid shit, mind your business, okay? Mama's got to get her money. Mama's got to get her coin, okay? Mind your business. If I'm funny, I might as well capitalize off of it, okay? You bitches make other stupid people famous. At least I can be stupid and funny at the same time, okay? Don't come for me in this year. Five, getting PT certified, personal trainer, for those who don't know. Six, moving out if the world ever allows it. And by the world, I mean this economy. That's all I'm going to say. I've been saying I want to be moving out since I was like basically 20. Or no, 19, actually. And has that happened? No. I don't want to start crying, because I actually might. I'm not kidding. I actually might start crying. Seven, cutting off family members that don't deserve me or my time or my investment. But even though I've kind of been doing that anyways, LOL, but just to reiterate that to myself, like, okay, don't put them back in your life if they don't deserve it, even if they are your blood. Doesn't matter. Eight, being left the fuck alone is my dream. And by left alone, I mean left alone in my house that I own, where I make the rules. Kick everyone else out when I don't want them there anymore, because it's my damn house. Manifesting. Oh, I actually forgot to add this one. Become a real estate agent. Maybe. I'm still debating on that one. Not against it, but not fully for it either. I'm just kind of in the middle. Open to it, but also not open to it. Just kind of depends. 10, more meditation. 11, more traveling. And actually having the finances to afford to travel more this year. 12, more financial security, aka no more fucking minimum wage rage for this girl. 13, I think. 13, more gym strength, more building muscle, and more learning about my body. 14, less social media and minimal phone usage. The limit I want to set for myself is tops 3 hours on my phone. No more than that, low key. And finally, oh wait, no, is that it? Oh, yeah. And finally, sleeping earlier. Look, I'm very passionate about sleeping earlier. I really am. For me, sleeping early is something I have struggled to do for quite some time. Even if I'm dead tired, apparently I come to life late at night or when it's like midnight. I'm in the mood to just lay in bed, watch Disney Plus for hours, and then I look at the time and it's like 1 a.m. But I don't know how people do it. I really don't. I don't know how people do it. I just don't understand. Like, I just want to know. I really don't understand it. And here's the thing, like, I'm not saying this to be dramatic. I am one of those people that my body really only reacts well if it gets, like, really early sleep and wakes up early. And I've tested different, you know, hypotheses, if you will. I've had different experiments, if you will. The scientific method has been in practice for quite some time this year regarding my sleep schedule. I've noticed that if I am really tired and I go to bed at any hour, I'm completely fine. If I go to bed around midnight, like 12:30 a.m., and I'm like exhausted from like the moment I woke up to like throughout the whole day, then I realize that I go to bed and I wake up fine. If I slept a little bit, my body's like, okay, I can function. However, in any other case, if I go to bed even at like 11:45, bro, my body is like, no. No. And also, I've had other moments where I go to bed at 11:30. I'm in bed, but I'm like somewhat still awake, semi-awake, but I fall asleep pretty fast. Then I wake up and I'm actually refreshed. It's crazy how my body does that. And as someone that really only reacts well body-wise to going to bed early and waking up early, I've noticed that when I go to the gym, my body definitely feels very different if I didn't get enough sleep. If I went to sleep at like around midnight and I woke up at like, let's say 5 and I left the house at like 7 to go to the gym and get my workout in, I can feel it. I can feel the difference in my body. I can feel me getting lazier and groggier on the machines and stuff like that. I can feel it, and I do. It's not a good feeling. It's just not a great experience. It's just very frustrating and it's very sad. And it's just not something I can do. It's just not something my body actually can withstand. I wish I was one of those type of people that can like actually go to bed, function, and actually not feel any different. Just be like, oh, whatever, my body can do this, you know. And also just eye bags. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with dark circles. I just straight up want to go to bed earlier and just wake up earlier with no problem. That is truly at the top of my list, this New Year's resolution that's coming, or like this New Year's coming up. That's like literally today. I cannot fathom going to bed later than like 11 p.m. I really can't. Even me talking today, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I'm very tired. Still functional though, because I'm actually motivated to get this episode out because I haven't recorded in a very long time. So I'm like motivated to keep this going right now. But if I was like uploading on a regular basis this past like December, I would have been very tired today. That's just how I operate. But nonetheless, so much has happened. So much. And I know that you as an individual listening probably are seeing a lot of motivational videos to get your new year started, to prep for the new year, what goals you have for yourself and everything. And I'm not here to tell you that's wrong, because I am going to do that myself. I've never done that before. When I was like maybe a kid up until 22, I'm 23 now, so very recently, I started seeing more people being more open about what they want to do in the new year and like writing it down and stuff like that. I've never done that before, ever. Only like this year and last year did I actually do manifestations and stuff like that, manifestation journaling and visualizations and stuff like that. But I did fall off of it at some point. It's very hard to keep up with. Just a lot of dedication, even though you are dedicating your life to wanting to get this one thing. It's just very time consuming that not all of us have the time for, and that's okay. But just be aware that, like, it is possible, but it will take some time, and I can't deal with waiting any longer. Like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, I need to be able to afford the life I need now. Like, next year is looking quite expensive. Okay, I got bills to pay very soon. I have travels I want to go on, and I want to celebrate my life for once in my fucking life, which I never have done. I want to be able to move out at some point if the world lets me, like, if only a miracle would happen. Like, I feel like even if I did make enough money, it wouldn't be enough to afford a fucking apartment here. So I'm very discouraged, and to say the least, essentially. Not to say I'm being a negative Nancy about it, because anything is possible. It's just, like, it's very stressful to think about it. And honestly, very sad. I can't tell you how much it hurts to not, you know, start crying right now. But my point is that there's so much that you probably have seen in this moment of, like, you know, social media influencers and stuff like that, that have been promoting the new year. And they're like, hey, this is what you need to do. Like, following people that you really like and want to be, and trying to, like, you know, better yourself and stuff. Which is not wrong, by the way. I do follow some of the gym girlies on Instagram, and they really do help, honestly. Like, having those type of, you know, influences on my Instagram feed and, like, my stories, especially, like, motivational, like, from them, it's like, you got this. I'm like, you're right, I do. Like, maybe you are right, I can do this, you know. It's like, it's very nice. It feels very nice that I'm not alone in this, you know. So I think all the gym girlies on Instagram, on their, you know, on their social media, is being like, you got this, girl. If I can do it, you can. I'm like, you're so right, girl. Thank you. Like, you're right. But, you know, also, as much as I do love the gym baddies and the gym girlies, there is a lot to say and a lot to look into when it comes to social media influencers of any kind. It's not to be like gym influencers or athletes or whatever. I think it really comes down to, it's not a crime to want to better yourself, of course. It's not a bad thing. But when it's getting to the habit of pushing yourself to the edge, like, all my friends are dead, push me to the edge. As someone that is actually living that life now, it is very difficult. Like I said, it's not a crime to want to be a better person, to better yourself, want to be the person who wakes up early, works out, then goes to work or starts their day. It's one of the greatest tools as humans that we have developed. Like, as humans, we are one of the greatest mammals to exist. We have thought processes, we have philosophy, we question pretty much everything around us to make sure we're okay. Like, we as humans are the strongest and smartest mammals, and we are the only ones that come up with critical thinking. We reason, we think twice sometimes before we do things or say things, you know. A lot of animals do not do that, but not to say that they're not smart, because they are. They're very smart in their own ways. But I have been doing this routine of waking up early, eating right, you know, like, focusing more on, like, my life and what I have to do in the day and my week versus, you know, not doing those things. And I'm very eternally grateful for that experience, because it's a very valuable experience to hold yourself accountable and give yourself discipline and to just, you know, what's that word? Because I know the word is, like, castigar, but, you know, un castigo if you didn't, like, complete what you're looking for or asking to do, you know? It's very hard, but it is possible. And honestly, if you want to ask me how I do it, don't. I'm not the right person to ask. If you're looking to start now in the new year, I promise you, you are not alone. There are probably millions of other people. I actually don't even know other people that don't wake up early like I do. My sister is a night owl. My mom, she wakes up around 9. My dad wakes up the same time usually I do, if not a little bit later. I'm the only one in my family that wakes up very, very early, for different reasons. But I'm here to tell you that the truth is, and that's why this episode is called Here's the Truth, because we're reflecting on the new year, or the year that has passed, you know. And, you know, it may not feel like 2023 for you yet, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm here to tell you the truth of it all when it comes to New Year's resolutions and bettering yourself as an individual. And I'm here to tell you that it is possible. You can do anything in this life and more. you are so capable of everything that you want. I'm capable of doing everything I want, even if I struggle to believe it every day. I can't even affirm myself, you guys. Like, it's very hard for me to believe any compliment, even if someone gives it to me, but I can't believe compliments from myself. I can believe compliments from other people, but I can't believe compliments when I give them to myself, like, at all. I'm physically unable to do that. And also, I can't even, like, do mirror work because I get really embarrassed. I can't even, like, look at myself in the mirror, like, direct eye contact with my reflection. Like, it's that bad to me. Like, it's very hard. It's very sad, you know? It's just, like, very, very intimate with someone, especially yourself, you know? You're trying to better yourself. It's very difficult to do mirror work or anything like that because I wanted to, but I'm, like, scared. Like, it's just not something I do. But the truth of it all, and how I actually kind of want to wrap this episode up, I think that the reason I call this episode The Truth of It All is the truth is that life is difficult. And I am quite an example right now. My December has been hell, and I'm glad it's fucking over. Like, I'm so glad it's over. But the truth is, in the grander scheme of things, that you are capable of doing everything in this life and more. You are capable of going above and beyond and back. You are capable of the moon, the stars, the whole Milky Way, if you want. But I am here to tell you that the real truth of it is that, yes, waking up early, working out, or moving your body of any kind, whatever fitness journey that looks like for you, or whatever your preference is to move your body, there's no wrong way, as long as you got the right form. But if that's what you're looking for, I believe in you, and I really am looking forward to that. And it will take some time, but I'm here also to tell you that you can wake up as early as you want, work out as early as you want, get in that, you know, getting that structure for yourself, building that up, which does take time. I've been doing it since I was like 14. I'm 23, about to be 24 this year. It is a commitment that I am blessed to have experienced, and I'm going to keep doing it for as long as I have on this planet, for the rest of my life. But I'm also here to tell you that you can wake up as early as you want, the crack of dawn, like I do. You can work out as much as you can, like I do. You can work out 7 days a week, 6 days a week, maybe even 4 or 5, whatever that looks like for you, depending on your schedule. But the truth of it all is, you can wake up as early as you want and commit to a better routine, but none of it is going to matter if you straight up just do not heal or take your mental health into account. As someone that is literally living that, I wake up at 5 a.m. I go to the gym around 7. If I don't have shit to do after, I go get on a coffee run. I have work. Like, I do all these things, and I am that, quote, that girl or whatever, and I've been that since I was like 14, bro. I've been the type of person that works out every day, 6 days a week, or no, 6 times a week, sorry. I am one of those people. I have been that way for half of my life, like nearly a decade at this point, or actually a decade. And I don't see myself ever stopping. It's just discipline that I've built. It's not motivation, because you probably have heard that, oh, that's not motivation, it's the discipline to hold yourself accountable. It's like, yes, we hear it all before. Yeah, we know. But also, I'm here to tell you, as someone that has been struggling with their mental health for literally forever, but worse this year and worse in this December more than ever in this time of my life, I'm here to tell you that literally none of it matters at that point. Because I finish workouts and I feel great, I feel amazing, I feel like I can do anything, and then I get home and then I start eating and then I'm like, you know, about to get ready for the day and stuff like that, and I'm like, that was a very short high. It is. You get that adrenaline rush of, you know, working out, and you feel unstoppable, you feel great, you are doing amazing, and you're happy with your workout even though you struggled, but you finished it, you know, as a sense of accomplishment, right? But as someone that is living it, it does have a high that does not last long. It is not something that lasts very long. At least for me, it doesn't. Look, maybe you are listening to this and you do the same thing and you're like, I'm actually not in that position. Congratulations, that must be nice. I'm just here to say that If you are looking to become that person in the new year and you're going to start your gym membership, you're going to do any form of workout whatsoever, you are ready to change your mental health, you're ready to fix it, you're ready to take whatever action that looks like for you, I'm here to tell you that you can do all the workout in the world. You can wake up as early as you want in the world, but it will not be sufficient if you don't do the mental health work. I promise you. As someone that's literally living that right now, I can go to the gym 20 times a day if I wanted to, and it wouldn't be enough. I would still have the same problems I have today, and I would still have the same emotions that I deal with on a daily basis that are really, really low in my life and really depressing. And it helps. I'm not here to tell you that it doesn't, but it's a high that eventually comes down very slowly but surely. And I'm not saying this like to discourage anyone. I'm just here to tell you that the lesson I'm trying to say is that straight up, work on yourself as well as go to the physical gym aspect, because there are different, I think I've heard recently, I don't know if it's true, I feel like it is, I feel like it does make sense logically speaking. I have to look this up, and if anyone wants to look it up too, that the reason that a lot of people feel so tired even though they got a full night's rest is that you're not taking the different types of rest. Like, sleep is one, but also a mental health rest, a work rest for those who can, you know, a type of, you know, rest that involves self-care. You know, you dedicate your day or something, your day off, to you only. And a rest from family. Like, different types of rest in order for your body to fully rest and feel refreshed in the morning. Which I think logically that does make sense. I'm not sure if there's like actual scientific proof, but I want to say that like realistically that does make a lot of sense. But my point is that that's what I'm trying to say. That you can do anything in this life. You can do everything and be above and beyond extraordinary and unique and exquisite and luxurious, lavish, whatever. But none of it is going to matter or show if you're not trying to feel or like fix yourself if you need it, or heal from the things that you have to deal with, or deal with the emotions that you're running away from. So, with that being said, I am done. Today is it. Just a 40-minute episode, essentially. Or like 42, whatever. Nonetheless, I am looking forward to whatever this podcast involves this coming year. And if you have listened to this in full, thank you. I appreciate your time and your investment into this. I don't know if this is going to be a hiatus that comes again. Hopefully not. But it has been nice to take a little bit of a break, because I also am running out of ideas. Like, truthfully, I'm truly out of ideas. But all that remains is truly that I honestly started forgetting why I made this podcast in the first place. And my podcast was never intended to be rich and famous. That was never the reason why I started this. But also, like, girl, like, I need some money in this life. Like, you can't just, like, give me shit for free. Or, I mean, you can, but I deserve some stuff in return, you know? So, yeah. At this point, that's all I really have to say. Other than that, I hope you all have a beautiful new year, or start to the new year. I hope that you had a great time last night, or, you know, whenever you listen to this, it'll be like New Year's Eve and 2022 still. But nonetheless, I hope that you are taking care of yourselves and being healthy, and I will see you guys in the next one, and hopefully it will not be too much of a delay this time. But nonetheless, I will see you guys another time. Bye.